Welcome to the Women's Wellness Psychiatry Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm your host, Anna Glazer, MD, a reproductive and integrative psychiatrist here to help you make sense of the complex world of women's mental health. If your goal is to improve your emotional well-being, find fulfillment, and feel like your best self, you're in the right place. Welcome, my listener friends. I was thinking about what I wanted to share on this podcast episode, and one way that I choose is to think about the most common questions either patients or clinicians tend to ask me. And this one is a frequent one and comes in several forms. For example, how do I pick a brand for a supplement? Which supplements should I prioritize? Or my so-and-so suggested that I take this formula. What do you think? Maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a colleague, maybe it's a healthcare professional. So in this episode, we'll dive into how to approach these questions in a rigorous, evidence-based, and comprehensive manner. Before we dive in, as I mentioned, I choose this topic because it's a question that I'm often asked. Do you have a question or topic that you would like me to answer? If so, send me a message and let me know. You can go to the website for Women's Wellness Psychiatry, which is linked in the show notes, and fill out the informational form. If you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a rating and review. I'm actually going to go ahead and share one with you today. This is from about a week ago, and it reads, Dr. Glazer presents thoughtful and research-based material for podcast listeners. I trust what she shares and find it helpful and insightful. Thank you for that review. This is my goal, evidence-based information on women's mental health that moves your wellness forward. And now, let's dive into supplements. There's a lot of different terms. Supplements, botanicals, herbs, nutraceuticals. What's the difference? They're often overlapping terms, and basically, nutraceuticals refer to compounds that are derived from food, plants, their vitamins and minerals, enzymes, and amino acids that have a purported medical, medicinal benefit. I think of herbs and herbalism as different, usually referring to traditional Chinese medicine, for example, and other traditional medicinal arts and sciences. As an integrative psychiatrist, I'm familiar with many nutraceuticals and supplements, but I'm not an expert on herbs, for example, and would refer to someone who's studied traditional Chinese medicine, which is schooling that takes many years of dedicated training. Supplements and nutraceuticals are umbrella terms. Botanicals can be a bit more specific in that it usually speaks to things coming from plants, from the root word of botany, but so many of our medicines actually have some origins in plants in general. The term nutraceutical was actually coined in 1989 by Stephen DeFelice, who is the founder and chairman of the Foundation for Innovation in Medicine. He defined nutraceutical as a, quote, food or parts of a food that provide medical or health benefits, including the prevention and treatment of disease, end quote. I'm going to be using terms like supplements and nutraceuticals relatively interchangeably in this podcast. There are several questions to ask when choosing a nutraceutical. First, of course, is what's the treatment goal? Are you trying to treat a symptom or illness? And if so, where are you in the process of assessment? For example, are you looking for a supplement that might help you sleep? And the key there is that, of course, you're having trouble sleeping. Before jumping to a supplement, it's really valuable to try to answer why. Why are you having trouble sleeping and in what way? Are you having trouble falling asleep or staying asleep? Could you have sleep apnea? Is there something about your sleep routine? Could stress be a culprit? I recommend figuring out the root cause of the symptom or illness before jumping to the solution. Now, in contrast, let's say you're feeling depressed. And you've been going through that process of assessment, and you've had some labs done that show a low vitamin D level. We know that low levels of vitamin D are associated with depressed mood. And so in that case, you've done the assessment and found that this low level could be a cause of your symptom. So you want to replete it by taking a vitamin D supplement. Now, the second related question is, what are you trying to prevent? We all want to prevent an illness or symptoms before they become a problem. By that same token, going back to that vitamin D example, if you live in a higher latitude and you don't spend much time outside, Maybe you take a vitamin D supplement to prevent a deficiency in all of the symptoms that might go along with it. Once you've identified what type of nutraceutical you need, the question becomes how to choose a brand, because there are so many out there. In fact, supplements are actually a $1 billion industry in the US, in the US alone. And billions, we're talking tens of billions. So two important questions need to be answered. The first question is, does the supplement contain what it claims to in the amounts that it claims to? For example, if a bottle says melatonin 5 milligrams, does it actually have melatonin, and is it 5 milligrams? Or could it have 10 milligrams or 1 milligram? And the second important question is, does the supplement contain any toxins or contaminants? To answer those two questions, it's important to choose a brand that has had third-party testing and verification. And there's a few ways that companies go about getting that. There are several companies that provide that kind of third-party testing and certification and approval. I recommend looking for supplements that have a USP or NSF seal. These are two companies that provide certification. USP is the United States Pharmacopeia, and dietary supplements and products that meet the program's strict testing and evaluation criteria are awarded the USP verified mark. And similarly, NSF is a trusted authority for health standards, and they provide a lot of testing and verification for things like food, water, various environmental tools, and health products, including supplements. I also like to check Consumer Lab reports, as they do third-party testing, and they do a great job of explaining the various supplements that they've tested, what might be an issue with a particular supplement, for example, contaminants, or in terms of making sure that they do have what they say they have. And I'm going to include the links in the show notes for all of these three different third-party verification tools. And related to that, I like to know where the manufacturer or the company that produced the product is located in order to be able to potentially check their website, learn more about their production and manufacturing process. Once you've determined that a particular brand or product meets the necessary verification, third-party testing criteria, you then can go on to ask some other questions. The first thing is, you want to think about cost. Supplements can be very costly, and most of the time, they are not covered by insurance. You may be able to use, for example, your HSA account or a similar financial tool in order to cover the expense. But again, these generally aren't covered by insurance. Now, there are some options where if your physician prescribes the supplement, for example, if you have a significant vitamin D deficiency, going back to that, you can take prescription strength vitamin D that's prescribed by your physician and that's dispensed by a pharmacy, and that can often be covered by your insurance. But that's not the case for many different kinds of supplements. So you do want to think about the cost, because this is also not a one-time purchase. If you're investing in a particular supplement nutraceutical, you're likely going to be taking it for a significant length of time. If it's for disease prevention, that might be a lifelong investment. If it's for the treatment of a particular condition, well, that's going to be a lengthy investment in most situations as well. So you want to think about the cost. Then you want to think about the seller. I generally recommend as much as possible to purchase directly from the company versus a third-party seller. You don't want to introduce the potential for manipulation once you've already established that a company has a verified manufacturing process. And then finally, you want to think about the type of product. For example, if it's a veggie capsule, what are the binders? A lot of times there could be, for instance, gluten in some of the capsules. And if you're someone who's very sensitive or allergic to gluten, that's not going to be a good choice. In that same context, the type of product, you want to think about pill burden. For example, I often recommend magnesium glycinate for a number of my patients. Magnesium glycinate generally comes in doses of about 100 to 200 milligrams per capsule. If the recommended dose is upwards of 400 milligrams, that means that an individual patient might be taking four or more capsules. Similarly, I often recommend a supplement called inositol, which is something that can come in capsules of 500 to 1,000 milligrams. But in the research on mental health, the doses of inositol used are often in the range of 4 grams, 10 grams. One study even used 18 grams. No one is going to be taking 18 capsules in order to be able to get this dose. And so you want to think about different ways to obtain this product. It might not be a pill or a capsule. It could be a powder. It could be a gummy. There's a number of different ways to be able to access these various supplements and nutraceuticals so that there isn't a high pill burden and so there aren't additives that don't work for your particular biology. Somewhat related to this issue of pill burden is also the idea of how to decide whether you need to take one capsule that has multiple different ingredients, multiple different supplements or nutraceuticals, or you want to take individual products. There are a number of different supplements out there that have multiple ingredients. Multi-ingredient formulas are very common. They might have 4, they might have a dozen, they might have more. And I think it's really important to read the label of every single one of these and be able to account for every single ingredient. This is sometimes a lengthy process because there are a number of formulas out there that might have upwards of a dozen different ingredients. And you want to make sure that every ingredient has a purpose and that every ingredient is dosed at the appropriate amount. This is actually a reason why I tend to, in many cases, shy away from multi-ingredient formulas, because oftentimes the amount of an individual product in a multi-ingredient formula is less than what the evidence in the research shows has been helpful. And so you're taking a little bit of many things, but you're not taking enough of each of those individual things. However, that does have to be balanced with the fact that if you are taking a substantial dose of each one of those things, there could be a significant pill burden, there could be a significant financial outlay. That's the balance that has to be discovered for each individual. So this is the multi-step process that I recommend. First, figure out what it is you're treating or preventing and make sure that you truly need this nutraceutical or supplement. Then look for a third-party verification of the brand that you plan to be using. Then look at some of the details, the location of the manufacturer and company, the cost, how to obtain it directly from the company, and the type of product. I would generally recommend that you work with an integrative health clinician to be able to help you answer these questions, whether that's an integrative psychiatrist such as myself, whether that's an integrative medicine clinician, or another type of physician that's going to help you answer these questions, help you with the assessment process in particular, and help you decide which nutraceutical or supplement is going to be best for your health. Thanks for joining me for this week's episode. As you know, my goal is to share with you the most helpful information that moves you towards emotional well-being. If you have suggestions or questions, I'd love to hear those. And I also always appreciate a rating that will help others find this valuable content. I'm looking forward to connecting with you again next week. Please note that while I am a clinical doctor, this podcast is not a substitute for, nor should be taken as medical advice. No specific health advice is being given on this podcast, and no physician-client relationship is created by you listening to this podcast. All information provided on this podcast is for informational purposes only.